Chapter 4.
Oh my God,
says Bex with stoner slits for eyes.
We're actually going to watch it.
It's somewhere north of midnight. She and I stare at the video file that sits on my PC's desktop, waiting to be double-clicked. I'm at my desk with vomit stains down my shirt, dispelling any final hint of sexual frisson that might have survived after Bex's Lawrence bombshell. She's perched on one corner of my bed. I don't particularly want to talk to her right now, but also couldn't resist telling her about the video's return. Paradox. The video has found its way back to me courtesy of one of my fans, Calvin from Cardiff. A confirmed tech head, Calvin ripped the video from my YouTube channel during the brief period it was online, intending to scrutinise it. Seeing my online appeal after the video disappeared, he dropped me a line via jacksparks.co.uk with the file attached. Love this guy. Bex frowns at me.
You all right, Dolly? Thought you'd be more excited about the video.
Still don't feel well, I lie, smothering fury that she's moving in with a total cockhead when she should clearly be with me. She nods, then folds her arms and faces the screen, expectant, demanding. By the time you lay your hands on this book, dear reader, you'll probably have already seen the video. If not, you can do so online at... Eleanor, insert the URL here. Cheers. Footnote 1. When the true nature of the video came to light, YouTube and every other online video platform banned it. They continue to ban its every reappearance. The video, however, still spreads via torrent sites. Alistair. But since that's not strictly in the spirit of reading books, and because you may be optically challenged, I shall now describe it for you in full. All aboard the ghost train. The video is technically in colour, but so much black, grey and white are involved that it's mostly monochrome. The quality seems to place it in the digital age, but it's difficult to be sure. That is one of the avenues I intend to pursue during my investigation, my lad. The scene is dark, but with just enough light for us to see the basis of what's going on, even if we don't fully understand it.